A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Ayin, Baba Basra 170b. Pagination is 340. We'll start from the second line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Misha para miktas chovo. A person paid up part of his debt obligation. And the Mefarshim explain, the Shach, for example, in Chosha Mishpat Nun Dalid Beis, that we're dealing with a case that the term of the loan has been reached. And really, he's obligated to pay the entire loan. If the loan would be in installments and the borrower is doing nothing wrong, that would be a whole different case. But we're dealing here that the term of the loan has been met, and he's really supposed to be paying up the entire amount. He's poreya miktas chovo. He's only paying up part at this time. How do we handle the debt obligation, basically, as we'll see? Do you write a receipt, or do you rewrite the document as to how much he owes? Now, entering into this entire situation of miktas chovo, part of the loan being paid up, the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed observes that really a person should have the right to say, I lent you a certain amount, a certain schum, and I want that amount paid up in one shot. And there are many reasons that a person would want to do that. If a person lends $1,000, he could do something with $1,000. If the person pays him up $5 a week, so that money could very well end up getting spent. And he never has the $1,000, or if you talk $10,000 or $100,000, it becomes even clearer. A person wants an amount of money in order to invest. You give it to me piecemeal, it's not conducive. Additionally, it's quite obvious who asked that I should be obligated to extend the time of the loan. You're obligated to pay at this time. You're supposed to pay at this time. Nevertheless, the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's a big act of chesed, a beautiful mitzvah, to allow someone to pay in installments if that's what they need. And so, we have a case. Misha para miktas chovo, a person paid up part of his loan. For argument's sake, it's a $1,000 loan. He paid up $500. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says the witnesses themselves can switch the shtar. They can get rid of the old one and write a new one for the correct current amount. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yichtov Shover. You write a receipt. You don't tamper with the original document, the IOU. Instead, you write a receipt. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not fair. Nimtzes etzarech liyos shomer shavaro minu achbarim. You're leaving the borrower in a vulnerable position because he has to guard his receipt from the mice that would damage the document. Or, of course, any other reason that the document would get lost, you're leaving him in a vulnerable position. There's a document out there that says that he owes $1,000, and it's not true. He only owes $500 at this point. So you gave him a receipt, but now he's vulnerable. He has to produce the receipt to keep the IOU in check. That's not the fair position to leave somebody. Amala Rabbi Yossi says, Kach yofelo. No, it's better that way. For lo yera kocho shel zeh, not to infringe on the power of the malva of the lender. So, Rashbam says that this is the better way to go, Rabbi Yossi is saying, because the lender wants to get paid up, and like this, he's got power over the borrower. Eved lova l'ish malve, you're literally enslaved to the lender. As long as this loan is past due, there's a problem here, and Rabbi Yossi is saying, I like that problem. I want him to pay up as soon as possible, and I don't want to weaken the power that the malva, the lender, right now has over the lova. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos mentions a different reasoning for Rabbi Yossi, which is perhaps more understandable and opens up another consideration that's going on over here. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos writes, Inyan Nezek Zu Yadua. Everybody knows what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. He's talking about the Zman HaShibud, the date from which the liens will be effective. And what Rabbi Yossi was worried about is that if the witnesses write a new document, it's going to be dated from the current time when the first $500 was paid up. And if it's from the current time, then the lien on the borrower's property is going to be from the current time. Let's say a year elapsed from the time that the original document was written until the current time. Any property that the borrower owned and sold in the interim is not going to have the lien of the current newly written shtar relevant to those properties. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. He doesn't want to write a new document. Not necessarily, as Rashbam is saying, because he likes it that it says $1,000 and it's only $500, because the person knows he's vulnerable, and that's great. He'll pay up soon. The Rambam's approach is lo yera kocho shel zeh, a very fierce-sounding argument. He has a $1,000 document, but it has a lien from an early time, from the time the loan was given. I understand it's no longer $1,000, but I have good reason to want to hold on to this shtar, because it gives me lien capabilities from that time when the loan was originally given. Let's continue into the Gemara and see the way we pasken. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Ein Halacha, Lo K'Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo K'Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and Rav Tana Upalik, Rav has the ability to argue on these opinions, that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you could write a new shtar, or you should write a new shtar, through the Edim, through the witnesses, and it's not like Rabbi Yossi, who mandated that you simply write a receipt. Ela Bezdin Mekarin Hashtar, Bezdin step in over here in such a case, and they rip the current active shtar of 1,000. Vikosvin lo shtar acher mizman rishon, and they write a new document for 500 for the current amount, a newly written document, and they use the time that was originally used so that they grant the lender lien capabilities from the earlier time, but with the current amount. And therefore, that new shtar, in our case, would say 500. Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna, ve'amri l'Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav Huna, they said, regarding this ruling of Rav, Ishami alei l'Rav, had Rav heard, ha'braisa d'tanya, that there's a braisa that says, Edim ikarin es hashtar, v'kosim al hashtar achem, is man rishon, that you actually are allowed to let the Edom do such a thing, Havahoda, but he would have retracted his grand statement that we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, and instead Bezdin has to do it. He would have retracted and said that the Edom can do it. And Rav Huna answered, oh, Rav knew about that brisa, but he did not retract his ruling. His ruling is, and this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Dalid Si'if Aleph, Mishapara Mikzas Chovo, a person paid up part of the debt, which was already past due. Imratza HaMalva, if the Malva wants, Bezdin Yasu Lo Shtar, he can ask Bezdin to write up this document, Mimasha Nisha Chayevlo, the amount that's still obligated to him. Again, the lender is the one who's talking. V'yichtavuhu mizman rishon. And they would write this document from the original time. And that's the power of Bezdin, to be able to do that. Avalo edei hashtar. But the witnesses do not have the power to do this. The reason Bezdin has the power is because generally they have power over financial matters, and they're able to make a person indebted from whatever time is relevant. And Bezdin has the power to be able to do that. There is a downside to the Malva, the lender, leaving the document as it is, because it's the same problem as a pogemes biksubasa, a woman who takes part of her ksuba money, now has to make an affirmation, an oath, that that's the amount that she took and not more. It becomes a little bit delicate, because once a person took, we want to know how much did you take. Once it's been tampered with, it's going to be harder to collect on some level, and the malva is left vulnerable on some level if he has a document that says 1,000 and he admits he already got 500. On the other hand, it's better for him to have the 1,000 type document with the other person carrying a receipt, as we mentioned, because that creates an indebtedness, a nervousness, and an impetus for the lova, the borrower, to pay up promptly whatever remains of his loan. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.